June 19, 10 a.m. Northern health inspectors have given Karim Indian Cuisine a low hazard rating, in a follow-up inspection conducted on June 16. The restaurant, located at 1505 3rd Avenue on the corner of 3rd Avenue and Victoria Street in downtown Prince George, received a high rating during a routine inspection on May 18, and in a follow-up inspection on May 26, moderate hazard on May 30, then high hazard again on June 8. Inspectors found mouse droppings in a bucket of breadcrumbs on June 8, after having found buildups of mouse droppings in storage areas in earlier inspections. The inspectors also flagged multiple issues regarding unsafe food cooling, thawing and storage, and general cleanliness issues, see story, below. The June 16 inspection noted that signs of rodent infestation in the restaurant remained, but progress had been made. Mouse droppings observed behind non-functional fridge unit at front counter area, the June 16 report says. Corrective action. Droppings were removed during inspection. Other areas noted for mouse droppings have been cleaned since the previous visits. Continue to monitor for further mouse activity by observing for new droppings. The owner indicated a new dishwasher has been ordered to replace one which is not getting hot enough to properly sanitize cooking utensils, the report noted. The staff were manually washing the utensils using proper techniques in the short term. The June 16 report also ordered the restaurant owners to repair or replace a chest freezer with a faulty lid. June 15, 7 a.m. A Northern Health restaurant inspector found mouse droppings inside a bucket of breadcrumbs at Karim Indian Cuisine, located at 1505 3rd Avenue, during an inspection on June 8. The June 8 inspection was one of three follow-up inspections between May 26 and June 8, after a routine inspection on May 18 found multiple critical health violations, according to reports published online by Northern Health. Northern Health has issued the restaurant a high hazard rating. Mouse droppings observed inside a bucket containing breadcrumbs. Mouse droppings can contain pathogenic bacteria that may result in foodborne illness if consumed, the June 8 inspection report says. Mouse droppings observed from previous inspections have still not been removed. Flies are still present inside of the kitchen area. Fly traps have not been placed. The breadcrumbs were also stored in a laundry detergent bucket, the report says, which is not food-grade material and can contaminate the food. The breadcrumbs were thrown away during the inspection. The restaurant was ordered to deal with its pest problem during the May 26 inspection, after mouse droppings were found in the dry storage area. Significant buildup of mouse droppings observed under shelving in dry storage area, beside and under bin for coconut powder, as well as under the cookware storage shelf opposite the cooking line. These areas represent contamination hazards for food as well as food contact surfaces and should be monitored closely for pest activity, the May 26 inspection report says. Green mouse droppings also spotted behind unused hot holding unit near front service area. The May 26 inspection also found two trays of cooked chicken stored at room temperature for 2 hours, unpackaged fish being thawed in a sink full of stagnant water, improper food storage methods being used and a general lack of cleanliness. General sanitation of facility, including food contact surfaces such as the ice machine, prep tables, fridge handles is in need of improvement. Walls and flooring near food contact surfaces are splattered with grease and buildup of food debris as well, the report says. Neither staff on site were able to describe an accurate method to prepare sanitizer for cleaning of food contact surfaces. No sanitizer solution was available for testing. A May 30 follow-up inspection noted the continued presence of mouse droppings, fewer mouse droppings observed since previous inspection in one area, near ice machine. However, dry storage area still needs to be cleaned and disinfected from mouse droppings, the report says. Significant amount of fly activity also seen in main kitchen area. The May 30 report flagged the continued lack of general cleanliness, and sauces being cooled improperly in 5-gallon buckets. This is not an acceptable method of cooling as this allows for hazardous growth of bacteria that may contribute to foodborne illness, the report says. Large bowl of marinated raw chicken, Large dish of cooked spinach was held at room temperature for over 1 hour over the course of the inspection. The June 8 inspection also noted the dishwasher wasn't getting hot enough to properly sanitize cooking utensils, food was being improperly stored without lids and a chest freezer had insulation falling out and was in poor repair. Heavy items such as trays with food are being used to maintain seal on the freezer, the report says. Editor's note. Karim Indian Cuisine should not be mistaken for the similarly named Karim Indo-Chinese restaurant, located at 1552 Victoria Street, at the corner of 15th Avenue and Victoria Street, which had a low hazard rating in its most recent inspection. Other restaurants rated moderate hazard have 97 Fried Chicken and Mexican Cantina, Mr. Sushi, Eastway Esso KFC, Magel's Cafe, on 8th Avenue, So Good Restaurant and Famous Wok were rated moderate hazard in inspections conducted between May 9 and June 2.